Happy Pi Day, everybody.
Pie in the mathematical equation or strawberry pie?
Well,
pie in any of its forms will be just fine, thank
I
you.
I love Chris's attitude. Yes. Actually, today is March 14th, so 314. It's pie.
Ah.
Pi Day. For those of you that are math nerds, you were like, yeah, man, it's Pi Day.
I could figure out pi to 7,000 places.
You know, there's a song, the girl that does Winnie Cooper.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Annika McKellar, yeah.
Yeah, she has a video where she sings pi to like the thousandth digit or something like it. It's very...
boring?
Nerdy. So, happy Pi Day. I have a very big announcement. I have decided I'm going to do one of the polar plunges. I've scheduled it for mid-July.
Oh, well,
I will be jumping into the local pool that's near my house, the public pool.
Uh-huh. That's not heated, by the way.
I will be, and I will be carrying a plastic tumbler full of, and I know this is very dangerous, ice water. So we'll be doing this to raise money for charity.
I thought you were being serious.
Yeah,
you were actually going to try the
polar plunge. There's no way I'm doing anything like that. But I thought I had you going for a second, didn't I?
I laughed. I was enjoying the mental picture of you
being blue,
shrinking in important places. Yeah.
Oh well, you know when you got room to spare.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. The developments with the Malaysian airliner. It seems like some of the speculation we were doing yesterday of it being off somewhere, hijacked and landed in a foreign location. That seems to not be the going theory now. Indian Ocean, they're saying where it is. It's beginning to turn into a Generalissimo Francisco Franco type of thing.
He's still dead.
The Malaysian airliner is still missing.
No, but the developments here are fascinating.
True.
The working theory is that indeed someone turned off the flight data equipment, although apparently not all of it. Like, they didn't realize that the engines and that there are other parts of the plane that still ping, send out stuff.
Sure.
And apparently, if you're an airline, you can sign up for this contract with Rolls-Royce, the company that makes the engines on the 777.
Yes.
And, like, they'll send you text alerts like, hey, plane number 6 needs engine maintenance.
Yeah.
But Malaysian Airlines didn't sign up for that service.
Well, of course not.
No.
But
they have a witch doctor that can say when they need maintenance.
Looking through bamboo binoculars at
the
airport.
But the computer chips still send the data. It's just Rolls-Royce doesn't report it back to you. And now apparently they're accessing some of this data.
Right.
They're saying, wow, the data still went up to the great satellite in the sky or whatever, although we didn't forward it to the airline because they weren't paying for it.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be an interesting development. It's still a tragedy. I mean, let's not make light of the fact that it does appear that 250-plus individuals may have died in this horrible circumstance. So I don't want to make fun of that. However, the fact that we have an airliner that went missing, that dropped off radar, and 4 or 5 hours is still in the air, it's still flying, that concerns me, to be perfectly honest with you. If it were flying over U.S. airspace, we would have scrambled somebody to go after it immediately. But because it's flying over the South China Sea, what the Malaysian government is like, it'll turn up.
Well, let's imagine it is a terror group, just hypothetically.
Yeah.
They have an airplane that now is not trackable that could indeed be flown into the Empire
Anywhere.
State Building or whatever you'd like as another 9/11 attack that we would not be able to track.
Well, an unknown plane getting in that close is going to be, as you said,
shot down.
Yeah, the fighters are going to scramble and it'll be splashed before it gets anywhere near New York.
And here's the question. Do you think that if this airliner, let's say that they never find it, let's say at this point we send our naval ships into the Indian Ocean, where the location that they speculate now, they don't find anything. Don't you believe that at this point there's going to be a heightened awareness and maybe some type of there's got to be some kind of a tracking, a way to identify that plane, that if it's coming in to our airspace or, England's airspace, any of our allies, they're going to say, bye-bye, and they're going to take it out.
The idea that you could turn off all of the safety-related equipment, the stuff that we look at if the plane goes down,
I don't like that.
That strikes me as unusual.
Very unusual.
What purpose would someone on the flight crew have for turning off the black box recorder, for instance?
Unless they were paid off, unless they were purchased, unless they were coerced into doing something, unless they're a believer of the radical Islamic, you know, terrorist ideal.
And we have no evidence that it is.
Right. Well, see, and this is the difference. Right now, this segment of the show, it's not news broadcast. We are the morning talk program. We are speculating. That's our job.
Yeah.
When last night I saw on NBC National, the nightly news, the national NBC broadcast, they had an expert in there talking about the possible criminality of the pilots involved. And I thought, oh, well, we must have found something. I must have missed this. We must have found something that's indicative of a criminal act. No, they were just speculating. It's like, wait a minute, you're a news program. That's not your job. You don't speculate. Leave that to the pundits. Leave that to us idiot talking heads. Leave the speculation to us. You report the news.
Some of the theories are incredible. If the plane continued to fly for 4 to 5 hours afterwards, nobody's cell phone worked after it dropped off radar, which indicates that there may have been people who were on the flight who helped with the disabling or taking over of the airplane.
Yeah.
For instance, someone, a strong arm guy or a group of strong arm guys say, we're taking over the plane. Everyone hand over your cell phones.
Yeah. And
the
even then,
are disabled or batteries are removed or whatever.
And even then, at this point, don't you think somebody would have flipped it on and turned, you know, turned it on or made a call? But at 35,000 feet, do you have a signal? Can you make a phone call?
Right.
I can't. My service sucks.
So, I mean, there is also, and what about these stories that the plane may have tried to turn back? That could be an indication that, again, that the incident started within the passenger cabin, not within the flight deck of the plane. And again, that's all stuff that we don't know, but those are all active working theories this morning, which is what makes the story so fascinating.
Well, we will continue to speculate and see what we can come up with, and you never know. What if Tom and his theories yesterday were correct? I'll never hear the end of it.
My alarm clock now is ringing loud. Eat my breakfast and be heading out. Turn the station on, I play it loud. They're quite twisted, so they draw the crowds. They are my heroes, man, they are insane. Morning show.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.